This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Note that dial's many digits in Bismarck, Mandan, in that calling area. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or text me, 701-226-8503. It rhymes. I'm Todd Mitchell Scott, heading on vacation. We're brought to you in part by McKenzie County. Take a break from the common and experience the extraordinary. Whether it's the rugged adventure of exploring a country trail, a quest for the longest golf drive, experiencing the rich culture and history of the region, enjoy McKenzie County. The endless night skies are there. Tourism.mckenziecounty.net. The McKenzie County Tourism website is there with lots more info. Speaking of lots of info, from Heartland Investor Services, and if you're old enough to remember the E.F. Hutton TV commercials, well, that name may not be around, but when this guy talks, people do get quiet. People call me and say, Todd, shut up. We want to hear more of Eugene Grainer. And they're absolutely right.
Oh, here's the $100 for that ad. Thank you. Hi. I had to break away from the markets, and I almost got caught for speeding, but nah, I'm good. We're here.
Oh, by the way, I do want to thank the city of Dilworth for the warning rather than the ticket last time I was. I didn't slow down to 30 fast enough. I was slowing down, but, you know, the speed limit is 30.
Yes.
Be 30 when you hit there, not, you know, start decelerating
to 30. It's not just a good suggestion.
You're supposed to already be at 30. But fortunately, he gave me a quick warning, and that was probably the quickest speeding stop that's ever happened. I think I was stopped for like 90 seconds tops.
Wow.
Usually they'll milk it. Even if it is a warning, they'll milk it, but nope.
So
thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
I was an early morning hour heading to service, and I play guitar in one of the church services, and so I was a little late going in. It was Sunday morning, 9-something or earlier, and I was speeding. I was 42 in a 25, and all the police officer did was flip the bubbles, put a finger at me as I drove by. I mean, pointed a finger, not gave me the pointed a finger at me. It's like, down. And I was like, I nodded. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. And I made my way to church.
Or if you've ever driven through Lincoln, it's what, like 15 in Lincoln? And
yes.
Officer Mark Kidder flashed his flashlight at me. So I did stop and say, does that thing have radar on it? No. I said, okay, then you can't give me a ticket based on your flashlight. He said, but you were driving too fast. I said, I may have been.
Yeah, may have been. That happens.
15. Who drives 15?
You can.
My car idles.
People that
20.
Run that fast. Do you realize? Some of these Ethiopians, they win these races.
Grandma
that
in
fast.
Her wheelchair going faster than I am. Does that apply to them, or is that, you know, or is she a pedestrian at that point? That doesn't apply to pedestrians.
That's true. What about if you're riding a horse really, really fast?
True.
You know?
Is that a horse, you know, what horse has a speedometer on it? Well, I suppose with GPS technology, now you probably can have it. There's an app for that, but if you're riding a horse, I don't think you're sitting there with your app going, okay, we have to slow down ever so slightly. We're driving 23 into 20. We better slow down.
You know, all these years watching the Kentucky Derby, I've never figured out the plotting of how fast they're actually running. I don't know. What a thoroughbred wins the Kentucky Derby at.
I'm sure it's probably on Wikipedia or something someplace.
Likely.
Good question, though. How fast are they going?
You know, I have a lot of useless information in my head, but that one's not fair.
Between you and I, we could kill 2 hours with completely useless information, but I'm sure I'm sure Doug Goring is probably not holding going,
no,
well,
he's
I'm glad
not.
To hear this conversation.
Exactly. Welcome, Doug Goring. Thanks for joining us here on What's On Your Mind This Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Doug, what's your speeding story?
He doesn't have one.
That's probably the good response, right?
You think I'm going to share that with you? Even if-
Let's just say I followed the Attorney General one time on the interstate, and he doesn't go the speed limit. I won't say higher or lower. We'll just leave it at that.
Stellar.
And I didn't say which one either.
True. Yeah, well, I noticed you only use the title, the not title, the actual name of
I'll
the
let
individual.
You ponder the cosmos.
It's not necessarily the current one.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
there we go. Well, Doug, thanks for joining us. And the reason why we had you on here not was for your jokes, but we wanted to talk about something that is no joke.
This is a side benefit.
That's right, side benefit. And that, of course, is the pastures that either are non-existent or just hanging in there or that are now slightly improving after last week's weather. What is the outcome occurring? I know Kansas got approved earlier this year, grazing on CRP, haying on CRP. Where do we stand here in North Dakota, aside from what we're talking about, your hotline to connect the people that need hay to those that have it?
Well, we're working with, we go through the proper channels, which is first we need to get a hold of and discuss this and make a request from the state FSA office for an emergency early release of haying and grazing. Given where some of the policies are set, given the fact we don't have our appointed FSA director in, understanding that we have our career government employees, and quite frankly, it puts them in a very awkward situation to have to manage some of this, and knowing where the state technical committee is, which I believe we're going to be having a meeting in the near future, and knowing that the environmental groups have put such pressure on not only our state, but on the federal government over any release of emergency hay and grazing, we're going directly to the secretary for that. I know that our discussions with the congressional delegation have been surrounding this issue, and it's taking it directly to the top where the secretary does have discretionary authority to look at the situation. Knowing that 85% of our state, almost 85% of our state, is in tough conditions. And we actually have 20 out of the 53 counties that are experiencing a D2 drought condition and classification. I think some of the other things that have come up out of this that we've highlighted and noted, where we should have grass that's 14, 18, 20 inches tall, we are experiencing grass that's 3, 4, and 5 inches. We're seeing pastures that when you walk in them, even if they had 60 hundredths of rain 2 or 3 days before, the grass crunches. There's nothing there for them to graze. We're seeing this across the state. Our forage has been cut. Our hay, we virtually have no hay in some of the same places. Places that haven't had anything cut for an entire year don't have any vegetation to take down now. We really have to rely on looking at some other alternatives, and given the fact that the states around us are experiencing some of the same conditions and problems, I've reached out to my colleagues in other states to see if we can get some help with dry lotting or pastures or something else with respect to hay.
I was going to say, Doug, the other states that are in concert with our problems, Montana, South Dakota, are you working in concert with them to get this approval? Because the Trump administration already did back in March take care of Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas. And so that should show the very openness of trying to work this through. And are you in contact with the states trying to do this in union with them?
Well, we all operate with our own way of approaching situations, and I have been visiting with my colleagues, but we have a different approach and different channels. We're certainly well aware of each other's issues. We work in unison and concert as much as we can, but we have different factors to consider with respect to the types of forages that we grow and raise in our states. Our pasture conditions, topography, we have different things that may actually trigger a drought in our situation. Since early March, we haven't had any measurable precip, and you need some rains when you're going to break dormancy just to establish vegetative growth stages in grass. But the other thing is heat, wind, there's just different factors. So we're working together trying to get some of these things resolved. And in fact, 2 days ago, at a meeting with my colleagues, we talked about some of the challenges that are happening when they talk about you have to be in a D2 drought classification for 8 weeks before you get anything released. That's not true. Hidden deep in the policy, if you have 1 week of D2, you could request and receive, but you could have the intestinal, you know, fortitude to follow through on that. And that means those stepping forward that do have the power to say, yes, we see your situation.
Doug,
this one's worse and different.
I've got 30 seconds until a hard break, Doug. Can you give us the website address where people can go for the hay?
Yes, you can call us at, let me see. I missed that piece.
Okay, that's all right.
He doesn't actually call the number himself, right?
Yeah, NDDA/GOV. That would be our website. And then you can also call us at 701-425-8454.
Thank you, Doug Goring, State Ag Commissioner, for joining us today on What's on Your Mind.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Eugene Grainer. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
PetroServe USA, customer owned. It's people just like you who provide superb customer service and clean, bright stores. The next time you get gas, groceries, pop, and the best cookies in town or car wash, choose PetroServe USA. It can help start your day with hot stuff, breakfast, burritos, and Lewis and Clark coffee. The Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are just $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack's Links 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Pringles Super Stacks to munch on, $1.39. And to top it all off, rest of Reese's cookie, crunch cookie cups. They're not on my meal plan, that's why I can't even say those words.
I would say they're not.
Dude, I can't even say them, so if I can't say it, I can't even. 59 cents or the king size, $1.09 each, and so much more. PetroServe USA. What's in your mind? 701-2580-550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. In for the Norwegian vacationing Scott Hennon, it's Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services.
And I'm pretty excited, thank you, to have our next guest on. He is Joe DeLeo. He is a fellow of the American Meteorological Society. He is a meteorological scientist, unlike Bill Nye, the science guy, and Al Gore.
You don't take Bill Nye that seriously.
I don't take Bill Nye very seriously at all.
But,
yes,
know.
And he's co-chief meteorologist at Weather Bell Analytics. This is a paid-for website. These are one of those places where Mr. Joe Leo can do much better than the National Weather Service. Nothing against National Weather Service, but, you know, when you're good, you want to get paid. And Weather Bell Analytics is a source that I do use, and I'm excited to have Joe DeLeo on. And welcome, Joe DeLeo, to What's On Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd and Gene.
Yes. Well, we're going to have you on two segments here. In the first segment, we want to focus mostly on Northern Plains weather and crop weather that affects the crops that we grow in this region. We'll be talking about Northern Plains, and hopefully we can talk about the Ukraine and Europe and their wheat crop. And so, Joe, as our listeners are all too well aware, and you are, is the Northern Plains drought that's been occurring. Some relief moisture, and thank God for the lower temperatures that we've been experiencing. But we wanted to talk now on is what you're seeing on the weather models as we work into July. I know the National Oceanic, they're looking for cooler for July, and I wasn't sure if you were on the same page. And so give us an update of what you're looking here in the North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota area as we move forward here into July.
Well, June and July and May are the three wettest months in our area. June has come along. May was a very big disappointment in terms of precipitation. It has been generally cool. We had one really hot day in earlier this month, but it will be warm today, but then cooler weather sets in the next few days, along with some wind. And farmers don't like wind because wind can evaporate what moisture there is on the ground. But yes, we are expecting that the rest of June and July, for the most part, will be on the cool side and with improving precipitation.
Okay. Now, when you say improving precipitation here in North Dakota, I forget what our annual monthly precipitation is for July. I think we're about in that 2 to 3 inch category. I know we get most of our rain on the 4th of July rodeo here locally, but outside of that, you are looking for your model saying after the rain that just started here last week, you're looking for more continuation of that?
Yes. In fact, the best models that we have suggest on average over the next 6 weeks between 3 inches in the western part of North Dakota and eastern Montana to as much as 5 inches perhaps in eastern parts of North Dakota in that time period, which would be welcome.
For the row crops. The grain crops are severely hurt, the wheat and the oats, but the row crops can definitely benefit from that, especially in July, pollination here of our corn. Let's go towards the Ukraine now and Europe, which their spring wheat crops, their cereal grain crops. The Ukraine, my understanding is they were dry and hot, then they cooled off, but they're still looking for that rain. What is your observations for Ukraine and the Western Europe?
Western Europe has been very warm, and that will continue and also be, for the most part, dry there. It's cooler in Eastern Europe and into the former Soviet Union, including the Ukraine. Morning update that we did suggests that rainfall will accompany the cooler temperatures to the east.
Yes. But the overall outlook, are you looking for their rains to return back normal in Ukraine, or is it just going to be still more hit and miss? Because that's our competition for spring wheat.
I'll get that answer for you. My partner did the European and Ukraine forecast this morning.
Okay.
And here it is. Showers will fall in the eastern Ukraine. It'll be unfavorably dry in the west, though.
And still, yeah. See, and that's what's affecting us in our markets. We're the spring wheat producer of the world for overall production, but Ukraine and Russia, that's our competition. And, of course, France and Western Europe and those areas, they got some spring wheat that we're watching there, too. On the overall outlook, as we talk about now the weather, El Nino, is it presenting itself now? The ocean has been warmer. We've been seeing Pacific temperatures surprisingly warmer. Are you concerned about a resurgence of El Nino coming back?
Having a bit of an El Nino wouldn't hurt our rain chances in the summer months here. And that's what we have. And the ocean temperatures, it's borderline El Nino where they measure it in the central tropical Pacific, but it is cooled in the eastern tropical Pacific. Some and the atmosphere, there's both an atmospheric and oceanic El Nino, and they both work together. You get your strongest effects. The atmosphere has been more like La Nina than El Nino, so it's muted the effects overall of El Nino. It's nothing like that was 2 years ago.
Gotcha. For the Midwest, now we do about a minute here before we go to break, and then we'll go through the break with you and come back and talk about other stuff. But Midwest, what is your outlook as we're going into July? Similar to the Northern Plains, or are they going to catch some of that heat coming out of the Southwest?
We're certainly vulnerable to a heat burst out of the West this summer. But for the most part, we expect that would be brief. And accompanied rather quickly by showers and then a cool down. And so we are anticipating above normal precipitation in most of the growing areas, and temperatures will probably average near to below normal.
Gotcha. Now that's from like Illinois east is Iowa. Iowa, Nebraska seems to always be on the cusp to the west of the rain. Missouri, northeasterly up through Illinois and Indiana have been catching it. Are you keeping Iowa in that, or is Iowa going to be on the fringe?
You're exactly right. Iowa often is, and I know southeastern Iowa has been a little dry, and northern Illinois, there's been some concern there, but we think they'll do much better.
Okay. We're visiting with Joe DeLeo from Weather Bell, a scientist, meteorological scientist that will talk again in the next break. We're going to carry him over, so stay right there. You're listening to What's on Your Mind on the KFYR radio network.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Herr, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the end of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions and half-truths, it's a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Your mind. Declare 550 in Bismarck. AIM 1100, the flag in Fargo. 1460 KLTC Dickinson. The mighty 1090 KTGO in Tioga. Or as Eugene Greener is apparently relabeled at the KFYR radio network. That's
something like that.
That's fine. H.A. Thompson Sons providing high quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, from whence they're very well known, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Residential services including furnace and air conditioner replacement, water heater replacement, garage heater installation, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas grill piping, and even commercial services. One of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck, H.A. Thompson Sons, provides ourselves in thousands of buildings that we've installed plumbing and piping systems, not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but throughout North Dakota, designing building, new construction, prefab, repair, remodeling. H.A. Thompson & Sons, financing available, free estimates, 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or hatandsons.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons, 27 before the hour. For Scott Hennon, who's off in the with the fjords and stuff in Norway and Oslo and stuff like that. In fact, if you look at his Facebook page and see some of the pictures already. Eugene Greener of Heartland Investor Services.
Thanks for letting me be here.
So, thanks for being here.
As well. We're going to continue. We are visiting with Joe DeLeo. He is the co-chief meteorologist with WeatherBell Analytics that you can go to the website and trial subscription to their agricultural or energy department, whatever it is you have a need for in weather, they cover it for you. And Joe DeLeo is not a weather skeptic. He is a scientist. And when I say weather skeptic of the quote global warming era, he is a scientist. And Joe, the reason why I wanted you on for the second segment is to continue the conversation how you have been instrumental in bringing about the fallacy of how the data has been so manipulated in regards to putting together Paris Accords and how temperatures for urbanization are being plugged in when we know concrete brings warmer temperatures in the surrounding area, but it's not necessarily atmosphere. So, Joe, on that talk, could you visit a little bit with us about how the data has been gathered together and our own National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration has almost been complicit in allowing some of this bad data to be used?
The National Climate Data Center, NOAA, first compiled the U.S. Temperature maps and a database of the whole country, 1,221 stations. And they, at the time, this was 1990, recognized that what you said, the urban heat island is a significant factor. Cities can be, even small cities, 2-3 degrees warmer than the surrounding rural areas. And so they made an adjustment for the urbanization, and it produced a wave of 50-year cycle in temperatures that we, in weather, explained with the oceans and the sun. And I've studied that for many years, going back to when I was first director of meteorology at the Weather Channel. And so it fit that, but it was did not fit the narrative of warming. Because the second bump up, the one that was we were coming to in 1990 and peaked around 1998, was below the one in the 1930s and 40s. So what they did is they decided they needed to remove that urban heat island adjustment, play whack-a-mole with the temperature cycle, and knock down the dust bowl, pretend it didn't happen, and elevate the current warming and get a warming trend. Now, in the global
so what you're saying is, I don't mean to stop your thought, but just, I got to get this in there. So what you're saying is they wanted to ignore the dirty 30s.
Yes.
So our current weather would look warmer.
Yes.
Okay, continue, Joe. This is fascinating.
And the same thing with the global. Actually, the global never had an adjustment for urban heat island, and it was 71% of the Earth is ocean, and we never had a very good way to cover the temperatures in the ocean areas. Many ship routes didn't cover very much until recent years when we put buoys all around the world, 3,300 buoys. But the data from that showed there was no warming, so they had to adjust that data to fit the theme that it is warming now to support the Paris support. There's a lot of that that's been going on that we've documented, and it's sad.
And so you're saying even our U.S. government, or I should say the bureaucrats involved in the U.S. government, they allowed this data to be considered factual, like NASA.
Yes, and I'm not indicting the National Weather Service, the local forecasters, and the people in all of the offices around the country do a wonderful job trying to provide forecasts and warnings and watches and to care about public safety. We're talking about a few people involved and very close to the government in Nashville that allowed their tinkering to occur to support political goals.
Basically, you're saying to find people's opinions that push global warming. Follow the money. If there's money involved, if you work in a university and you want to get money to pump up your department, say you have proof of global warming and you get money. Say you want to prove there isn't global warming, chances are you're not going to get money.
And chances are, and I have many examples of friends I used to teach at college, at the college level for 6 years. I was chair of a program in Vermont. I taught in Georgia, Georgia Tech. We used to teach people how to think, not what to think, but that doesn't happen anymore. And if you're a professor and you want to, you're known as a skeptic, you're likely, and I have many examples, to be not allowed to teach climate courses anymore.
Really?
It's amazing what's going on.
I realize your former boss, the man who started the Weather Channel, they want to call him a denier, whereas I've seen his responses like, no, I'm a skeptic because of your data is manipulated. And he also is in your same boat, whereas he's been arguing against the station that he started, who he doesn't own anymore, he sold it, is that it's all a game for viewership and interest.
Yes, and the media has been pushed very hard to support this agenda. And they do report every storm as if it was unprecedented, every heat wave as if it's unprecedented, like the one in Arizona that occurs every year about this time, just before
in the
monsoon rains arrive. Yeah, everything has never happened before. The tropical storm is coming in the next day, the next few several hours into the Eastern Gulf.
Yes, Hurricane Cindy.
It was it was a major hurricane.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is the global warmers said we were going to have a Katrina every year after Katrina came through. And we haven't had a level 3 even enter the Gulf since Katrina, which was, what, 2006 now, 7?
2005, that's 12 years.
12 years, and we can't even get a Category 3 in. And yet now we get Hurricane Cindy, which, what category is that going to come in as, a 2?
I have to check the updated.
Okay. But I know it's not,
not a major hurricane.
Threatening one. So, and statistically, here's the thing, Joe. Statistically, we know we're going to get another big hurricane. Can hope and pray it delays and delays and delays and delays. But statistically, one will come, just like another major earthquake in California. And so on that hurricane, I want to touch, let's come back off of the concept of global warming and forecasting. Now, this moisture that's coming into the Gulf, it's going to pump into the atmosphere, but it's not necessarily going to help us in the upper northwest of the Gulf here in the Plains, because it's circling to the east. Is that correct? The moisture is going to go up the Gulf Coast from this hurricane?
It's very likely to turn to the east and not be drawn to the north. When that monsoon rain band arrives in the southwest, eventually we'll cross the Rockies, and some of that moisture may get up there to help you. But the Cindy's moisture will stay to the south.
I've noticed most hurricanes, is that because they all spin clockwise on the Atlantic side when they come into the Gulf? If they were to spin counterclockwise, that would send the moisture up into the Midwest, but they always track easterly, it seems, unless they hit land.
Usually, even in the summer, there's a westerly component to the steering winds or jet stream aloft across the U.S., so that usually causes them to recurve to the east. It's rare for them to go northwest for very long.
Gulf Stream is running to the east out of the west. Yeah, it shoves it, is what's going on. So, yeah, good simpleton observation. I always got to keep it simple, stupid, to get it right. And so, but that would explain a lot of it. The moisture that is anticipated in the states in the southeast, is it going to be a deluge? Are we talking like in the 5 to 8 inch area category that could be harmful to some of the crops that are planted?
Even if it remains a tropical storm, and it looks like they're bringing it in as a tropical storm, that doesn't mean there won't be very heavy rain. Some of the heaviest rains have occurred with weak tropical cyclones that have come in and just moved slowly.
Yes. And with this hurricane, are there any more depressions, tropical depressions being started out in the Atlantic right now, or is this just kind of a one-off and now we're going to go quiet again? Because it is early for hurricane season.
It is early, but we do expect that we will see a more active year in the Atlantic this year.
Yes. Okay, so we kind of went off track there. So coming back to the global warming, whether you're a denier or you're a skeptic because of the data is not factual, it's manufactured. The Paris Accords, the Trump administration, obviously you were elated to see him pulling out of this. Was he getting information like Weather Bell has? Was he being notified of the scam? Because you have CEOs that of corporations in this country who obviously, when you look at what they do for a living, they were benefiting from the idea of green technology, the idea of going green for sales. How did he stand alone? How did he stay with it? Are you aware of some of the source of information he was getting it from?
A lot of the corporations don't necessarily buy into it, but recognize if they took a stand against it, there'd be protesters out front, be editorials written in the paper about the company, and it could hurt their business. So,
I hear you. I apologize, Joe. We ran out of time. It's a heartbreak. I want to thank you, Joe DeLeo from Weather Bell Analytics. Thank you for joining us today. We'd hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very much. Bye.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of four times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number five killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Your mind is 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You could become the Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Call of the day. Global solutions to the oil and gas industry. Eric wants to help you. DeltaConstructors.net or 406-250-8151. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, temporary flaring services, electrical instrumentation services. One call does it all. Delta Constructors. Make that your call of the day. Eric at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. What's in your mind, Scott Hananoff in Norway? Undoubtedly with stories to tell, the slideshow and everything. Well, now it's the iPad show, but
don't fall in one of the fjords.
Remember that back in the, you know, like the 60s, 70s and stuff? You'd have the slideshow and the carousel of slides, and one would inevitably be upside down or sideways or something. We got to fix slide number 113. Anyway, Eugene Greiner from Heartland Investor Services is here.
Well, thank you again. And this segment, I thought we'd take a little time out, and I would interview myself, Eugene Greiner, President, Heartland Investor Capital Management. And for those of you that aren't aware, I do produce a newsletter, and you're welcome as listeners to go get a trial of that letter at heartlandinvest.com. And I'm going to talk now about the grain markets, what people have on their mind of where the prices are going. Yes, there's a drought in North Dakota, South Dakota. Spring wheat crop has been, you know, disseminated to a large degree. Current crop ratings as of Monday, 41% good to excellent. You don't get much of a crop out of 41% good to excellent when the bulk of the production at 49% is in the poor, very poor, and very poor. And poor means it's not even there. It's rolled up for hay, or it became nothing, or it was grazed or something. But the point is, price, it all comes down to it, and where are we going? And for the subscribers to our newsletter, I was saying already back in April and May that based off the way the wheat market was acting, without even knowing a drought was coming, I said somehow, some way, we're going to see wheat at a minimum. One of the summer contracts, the July or September, will ultimately trade at 625 to 640 at a minimum. And for listeners, our subscribers who are listening, Dale Bobblehead, yes, I was saying that. That was the minimum expectation. I also showed the probability that we could likely probably get up to 670. 670 is where we arrived at with technical charts, but 670 just happens to be $6 cash wheat in general across state of North Dakota if you take into account some of the basis that are discounted to the futures market. And so once you arrive to $6 cash wheat, it starts becoming important because, yes, there's a lack of wheat being grown, but there is still, based off the carryout numbers, there's wheat out there on the farm from last year, and we always know there's also wheat on the farm out there from 2 years ago, and a few remote cases 3 years ago. We always have that going on. And so as prices rise, we have to remember we came from abundant wheat supplies. I mean, there's a unique difference in what we're seeing in the wheat rally this time around than what we saw in 1988. Yes, they're saying it's the driest conditions since 1988, but we haven't had the heat, you know, redundantly every day like 1988, and we're not seeing the wheat market go up 30 cents every day, every day. We're lucky if we get 20 cents one day, and the next day we're down right away, or we're up 17 cents one day, and we're down 7 the next day, just like yesterday. Make a new high in wheat, down 5, 6 cents today. So there's something going on out there, and you have to acknowledge what that is, and that is that the world literally is awash with wheat. And so it's not like we were kind of bumping along and, you know, we're okay, and oh my God, there's a shortfall somewhere, and then prices go vertical. We were coming along with plenty of wheat left over in the bins around the world, nobody pinching or reaching for it. Now we're entering a phase where, oh, it's not a record crop of year growth, and we're going to dial up the carryout numbers again. As of last winter, we had literally half a crop of wheat left over in the bin after you take into account usage, disappearances, exports, you know, residual. We call that carryout. And so the carryout was literally almost equal to half the size of the crop that we grow every year in the United States. And now, courtesy of a freeze and snow down in the south, we've had some crop. The quality is deteriorated. We're still getting yields. Yields are off about 300 million bushels overall, what we normally would expect from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The problem mostly is quality, not making that millable grade. They want to see, you know, 10.8 to 11% protein. A lot of the crops coming in, 10.5% or less. So they're going to need some spring wheat to blend into that, which obviously, we're not going to have a lot of that growing up here, but we do have wheat in the bins. And, of course, Idaho, the state of Washington, Minnesota, they're included in this. We're not just solo here on spring wheat for North Dakota. So that's why we're getting these price, you know, bumps around. And also keep in mind, the last time we had a shortfall in wheat, the U.S. dollar was a lot lower in value. And so it allowed our exports a little more easier. If you consider 2012, that year, the price highs for wheat were literally, with less lost grain, were literally the same price we were right now. And so we should be higher, but the U.S. dollar is also strong. exporters. But it's not a now thing. It's a more of in time thing, as the exporters have to come with the reality of acquiring the spring wheat to have to blend with the South and the stocks that are tightening up. We have Ukraine, which right now is, are they going to get rain or are they not going to get rain? You know, if their crop comes up short, that in itself is going to be a problem. So wheat prices, be careful. We can back and fill in here pretty easy. But forward, we're looking for above 7.
Okay. Eugene Greener, Hardline Investor Services. More What's in Your Mind on the way. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. It will all get to us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer the second annual market outlook for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discussion of marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2017 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held on July 27th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or logging on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.